We have a little bit more reading to go in chapter Yitzes, chapter 19, and then we'll go back and do a couple of Rambans. Hopefully we'll have time for it. So we concluded in Pasuk Hafei that the entire city got overturned, and all of the vegetation, everything got turned over. So and we point out, doesn't necessarily sound like everything was coming from the heavens. Sounds almost like there was a volcano or something that took place. Okay, so pasuk chava vatabedi shtomi achra vathi nitziv melach. So his wife turns behind her, and she looks back, and she turns into a pillar of salt. So that is obviously a famous incident. We'll hopefully get back there. Rashi says because she sinned by way of salt, and therefore she asked somebody, you know, her neighbor, oh, could you please send over salt because we need, we have these guests over, we need salt for them. And that way spread. That's how the word got spread that there were guests in the house. Okay, so by Yeshkim Avram Baboker, so Avram gets up in the morning. Elam Makomishar Moshram Es Bnei Hashem. We discussed this in the last parak. This is the this is Avram going back to his spot, and this is the source from Makom Kavua. By Yeshkev Al Pnei Stone Vamor, and he looked out on stone. By Al Kol Pnei Eretz Hakikar, by Yarvinei Al Kitor HaAretz Kikitor HaKivshan. He looked onto the land and to the plain, and he saw that there was smoke coming out from the land like smoke from a furnace. Vayihi, Pasuk Chav Tes, v'shachis Elokim es arei hakikar, that when Hashem destroyed the plains, vayisker Elohim es Avraham, he remembered Avram, vayashalach es lot mitoch ha'afecha, pafoch es ha'arim, asher yashav behem lot. And he was able to send lot from within the upheaval, and when he upheavaled, that's not really a word. The cities, Esher Yeshav Behemlo, which Lot was living in. So Vayal Lot meet Zoar. So Lot comes from Zoar. Now remember, this is a little bit confusing. Well, I think the Sforno and the Ramban, they talk about this a little bit. That Lot said that I'm going to go to the city of Zoar because it's a new city and therefore it shouldn't have to worry so much. So did he ever go? It says he left. We don't actually see him go. He goes towards Zoar. Now we see him leaving Zoar. So by Yeshav Bar, and he goes into the mountain. Ushtei Benosav, and his two daughters are with him. Ki Yerei Lashem Es Betzoar, by Yeshav Bamarehu Ushtei Benosav. And he was afraid to live in Zoar, and therefore he lived in this cave, him and his two daughters. So it sounds like he went to Zoar and quickly left this town of Zoar. So we have to get back to that also, which hopefully we will in the next 18 minutes or so. So, Batomer Habchira El Hatzira Avinu Zakein. So the older daughter says to the younger daughter, our father is old, and there is no man in the land, Lavo Alina, to have beer with us, Kederach Kol Aretz, in the way of the land. So here, all of a sudden, we have, what exactly are they saying? So it sounds like, and the way Rashi explains, is that they thought the entire world was destroyed. They thought everything was gone. And if there's going to be a future to the human race, we better go have relations to our father, with our father, in order to make sure that the human race continues. He said, they say, why can't they explore it all? So Rashi points out that maybe our father is going to die, or he's going to become impotent, and he's not going to be able to impregnate us, so we better do it right away. So, Pasuk Lamed Beis, L'cha nashke es avinu yayin v'nishkeva imo, let's go have our father drink wine, and he'll lay with us. And therefore we'll be able to get seed from our father. So there's a little bit of a question. And then that's the next pasuk is Vatashkena Esavi and Yain Belailu. They gave their father wine to drink on that night. To which Rashi is bothered by, where did they get wine from? They're out in the middle of this cave someplace. They ran away without any possessions, right? Where did they get this Cabernet to pop open? And even if you have quite an issue with the wine, I mean, the wine is okay. So maybe they had a bottle of wine. The bigger kash is, where did they get a corkscrew from in order to crack open to use over the course of that night? So therefore, Rashi says that there was wine in the cave, that the Hashem made an ace. And he made it so that there was wine in the cave, which is interesting. Why would Hashem do an ace for this activity, which we don't really seem to be in favor of, right? So what's going on? But Hashem set aside wine that would be there for them that night. So they have this drink. And Batavoa Bechiro Vatishka V'Sarviya. So comes the elder daughter and sleeps with her father. Belo Yadav Shivcha Uvukuma. And he didn't know about the laying or the coming up. So Rashi points out that the Uvukuma, if you look in the text itself, there's a dot, a word, the word above the word Uvukuma. So Rashi points out that what is that doing there? To tell you that he knew when they were getting up. And even so, he didn't refrain from drinking wine the second night. Right, the pasuk says v'lo yada b'shivcha uvekuma. So does it mean he didn't know when they got up either? So Rashi says no. He knew what happened. He realized what happened when they got up. So what should he do? So the next night, if he doesn't approve of this type of activity, he should make sure that he doesn't drink wine and this won't happen again. So Rashi's pointing out that no, the fact that he had another drink is an indictment of Lot that he knew exactly what was going on. That's Rashi's reading of this situation.
Who put the dot was there?
The dot in the Torah itself. I didn't check, but I assume that's what.
No, I'm sure it's there.
In the Torah itself, there every once in a while they have the kudos.
So Rashi's
and
interpreting
that. So Rashi's explaining that thought, right? Where did it come from? So Vahimima,
if you take a look at the New York psychology of addiction, you could say he felt so bad he drank just to get rid of the guilt.
Okay.
I'm just talking about modern psychology.
Okay, we have the idea of when everything is bad, to have wine as part of the Suda Savra after a funeral, that is supposed to happen. You're supposed to have a little bit of wine to drink at that point. So, it was the next day, and the older one said to the younger one, I slept last night with my father, let's have a drink of water again tonight, and you will go and sleep with him, and you'll get some seed from dad. So Vatashkena Gambalailahu, so they drank again that they had him drink again that night, Esavi and Yain, so their father wine. Vatakam Hatsiira Vatishkav Imo. And the younger one came and slept with him. And again, he didn't know from the going down and from the coming up. So Rashi points out a few distinctions here. Here it says Vatishkav, in the first edition, it says Vatishkav Es Aviha. And here it says Vatishkav Imo. I think there's one other diuk that they make, that the elder daughter was explicit that this was our father, and she was like the kavana doing the sin. The younger daughter was not enthralled with this, but all right, she's got to do her duty, at least according to the pshat that Rashi gives. And she's got to do what she needs to do, so therefore she's going to sleep with him, but not with the hinei muchan umezuman lekayim halota seishel gilei arayas. Right? She was kind of hedging that a little bit. The fact that it doesn't say here, it says v'tishkav imo, as opposed to the first daughter when it says v'tishkav es aviha. The first one says explicitly she slept with her father. And this time it says she slept with him.
But going to the part where she lay down when she arose?
Oh, the idea of uvukuma, like, there's no vav there. I don't know. That's where Rashi makes that diyuk. The fact that there's a vav and a dot on top of it, here there's no vav at all. That's Rashi's comment is on that connection.
Rabbi, before she mentioned it, I mean, he was a few minutes ago offering his daughter freely to the...
Do any of them before she mentioned? I don't know.
And the relationship, what do you
mean? Before she just mentioned it, 10 feet away from me. He just hasn't figured out what the connection is yet. It's okay. You have time.
I'm not awake.
since the elder said before, the elder daughter said, sleep with our father... Wouldn't it have been redundant to say the same thing a second time?
Well, it doesn't necessarily have to say Aviha the first time. It could have said Vatishka Vimo. There's only one man around.
Nobody else there anyway.
Right. So you're right. So it's a little bit more of a diuk on the first time around than the second time around.
But I'm saying, Lot, if you offered his girls to Sodomites,
right,
he was pretty free about that.
Good point.
Now suddenly,
I hear.
We didn't know what's happening.
Don't know. That wasn't your question. Your question was, do any Mefarshim mention it? To which I said, I don't know, except for one that just did, 10 feet away from me.
Okay, now, slowly.
Okay, so then these two daughters both became impregnated by their father. And she named the son Moav. He is the as he came from my father, Ad Hayom. Batsiira, Gam Hi Yaldavet, she also had a child, Vatikra Shmo Ben Ami, who Avi Ben Amon Ad Hayom. And he is the forefather of Bnei Amon, of the people of Amon, until today. So Rashi here points this out as well, that this is a distinction between the way they acted, that the older daughter, who was less tzanua, named her son Moab, not concealing the fact that this child came from my father, from an adulterous relationship, while the second daughter was also more tzanua about it. She named her son Amon, with a direct reflection of the fact that this child came from a incestuous. What did I say?
Adulterous.
Incestuous.
Right. Unseemly, in any case.
Unseemly. Right. So whether it was adulterous or unseemly, we'll get to. There are about comments on that. So should we do this? What should we do? Should we do the Mefarshim, the Ramban I wanted to do here, and then go back to the beginning while we're here already? And then we'll go back and cover earlier in the pack. So while we're here already on this topic, so we'll just do this. The Sforno has a little bit of a different read as to what the motivation was. Right, if we go back to Pasuk Lamed Aleph, so what was the statement? The older daughter said to the younger daughter, there is no man here to have bia with us in the way of the kederach kol haaretz, in the way that the land works. So what is the point of this? Well, what was she saying? So Rashi, and again, the way that we learn it in grade school, actually, not really in grade school, because we try to conceal the story a little bit in grade school, but the way that we grow up learning the story is that the daughters of Lot really thought that the whole world had been destroyed and there was nobody else around, and we have to go and do this activity, and it was prohibited, and Rashi makes that point that it was prohibited. That seems to be, in fact, the general shot, and Shachter often quotes that Rav Salvechik at his when he used to give the addresses at YU Chag HaSmichas, he often would speak, or at least one time, and I don't know if it's often or not, but one time at least, he spoke about the idea that all these mismachim are now, you know, you're now having Gang Smith, and now you're going to go off and be Rabbanim someplace in the country. Don't develop a Messiah complex. What does it mean to have a Messiah complex? So it doesn't mean, you know, so other people that might go throughout the world and have a Messiah complex. But it means, don't think that you're the Messiah, that everything relies on you, and if you don't do this heter, or make this, cut this corner, then the Judaism is going to be destroyed. Don't worry, Judaism will continue on, and you don't have to fear it so much. So maybe that's what one can learn from this, right? That the daughters thought that there is no one else in the world. You know, just take a nap, you know, go to sleep for one night, wake up the next day, look around, and you'll see that there's still plenty of the world that still exists. Since you're not the only ones around in this world.
So they had a Messiah.
They didn't know, but wait till them. What's the rush? What's the rush?
So you're saying that the rift don't make it comply.
Right. I don't know if he darshened this pasuk, but it seems like these girls had a Messiah complex. Yeah, right. What's going to be if we don't have via with our father right now?
Right
now.
If they were not, to quote, normal, probably should have said, it's a doubt, let's talk about it.
No, because right. He might die.
I understand that.
Not one day. It's like, if you...
Really? So Richard is very concerned.
Yeah, you said that.
That's what they said. So the girl said, we're concerned our father might die, or he might become impotent. He's lived already until now, and he's going to die tomorrow? Like, wait a few hours.
Excuse or what's the reason, right?
What? Excuse versus a reason.
Right.
One could say that they were trying to figure, you know, trying to...
Also, they're under extenuating circumstances. Their father was old before, but now there's nobody else around.
All I can say...
Okay, so you all want to be Malamit's close on these girls. Call it Kavod.
All I can say is it's pretty sick. It's obvious she does have Messiah. I'm exaggerating. Because she calls her kid, myself. If you made a mistake, I didn't know the world. You don't advertise it.
Good point.
That's the critic.
There you go.
World.
She didn't think she made a mistake.
What?
You don't understand.
She didn't think she made a mistake.
Right. So exactly. That's the point.
She's advertising it.
That's the point. She's advertising it.
Should the world go out, she finds she made a mistake, you don't advertise.
Right. Right, but yet she did anyways. Right, presumably over the next 9 months she met another man. I would
assume.
She had to get a sonogram at some point, you know.
And they both had sons. So you can't get into the world with two sons.
Right.
Gotta do it again?
Yeah. Okay.
Or they
could be with themselves or with the aunt. All right, anyways, so that's the opinion that Rashi takes. The Sforno gives a slightly different shot. The Sforno says, Lamed Aleph, that that's not exactly what's going on. Avinu Zakein, says the Sforno, V'lo yis'ameitz l'harchik nidod el eretz acheres, and therefore we're not going to be able to travel to someplace else. The Sforno makes them look worse here. Right, Rashi is saying they think the whole world was destroyed. Sforno says, no, they knew the rest of the world was fine, but they didn't think they'd be able to ever see the rest of the world. They thought they'd be stuck in that area, they'd be the only ones. Sforno continues, V'ish in ba'aretz lavo aleinu, in ish bezeh ha'galil roi lavo aleinu. There's nobody around here that is fit to be with such chashav ish as chayels like us. Right? K'derach kol aretz, sheha minag hu shelo tinasya isha ela lahagum la. Because the minag was, is that women would only marry people of their caste, of their status.
Yeah, that's common. I've been in Europe. It's pretty common.
Right. Is caste a technical term in India? That's yes, a technical. Yeah. Okay, so you would say caste. You would say their social status. Right. So they would only marry people of their own social status, and we're not traveling around the whole world finding people of equal social status. I suppose dad is so old. So what can we do? If we're going to have children, we have to be with dad. Okay, so there's still a point missing there. Well, wait a second. The being with dad is usser, right? So that's what got you into this mess in the first place. People right. doing things that were prohibited.
But if they knew that the rest of the world wasn't destroyed, and they couldn't get there. So they
no, that's not what the Sforno says.
We're talking about the Sforno.
Oh, sorry. They knew that the rest of the world was.
If they knew that the rest of the world still existed, they said we can't get there, and we're going to have kids. We have to have. So they don't have children.
Very good. That's a significant taina on the Sforno. So for that, you have to take a little bit and maybe extend it to a comment that the Ramban makes. The Ramban on Pasuk Lamed Beis
really
makes the following comment. Says V'tam v'nichya mi'avinu zera. So Bulai says the Ramban ki amru nasa nachma ma'isa roi lanu ki rachim elukim v'nolid zachar rukev v'iskayim olam mehem. That they maybe Hashem will have Rachmanas, and we're going to have a boy and a girl, and the world will come from them. And Hashem didn't save us for nothing, so it must be that this is our role. Vihine hayud sinuos v'lo ratzu lomer laviyim sheyisa osan ki ven Noach muter revita. So he adds in that it wasn't necessarily usher. He says just simply they were sinuos. They didn't want to say the plan to the father. Even though it's mi'ikara din mutter for ben Noach, as it's a beferish gemara in Sanhedrin that the Ramban quotes, ki ben Noach mutter bevito, ben Noach is permitted to marry their daughter, Oshay, right? But it's not sanuas, they didn't want to mention it, right? Oh, shehaya davar mechur mod, or even if it's mutter, it's mechur, it's disgusting. Bene hadoros, even the eyes of everybody else, haim, below nasa kin miol, they never did this. And people kind of make Lot look bad because of this. Well, yeah, duh. But the Ramban is pointing out that, but it's not necessarily usher. It's not necessarily usher. They are B'nai Noach. They're not necessarily Jewish. But Noach, and technically, it's not considered Gilui Arayos for a father to marry their daughter. And therefore, so you plug this Ramban into the Sforno, and it makes a little bit more sense, right? That they need to get married to somebody. They're not, of course, how could they not be married to anybody? They're not going to find somebody else of their equal madriga anywhere. Right? They're not going to be able to travel anywhere because Lot is too old to travel. So what can we do? We better be with Lot, because otherwise there's no prayer. Not to save the world, as Rashi says, but simply to save our sanity, you know, to make ourselves mothers. So that is the that I think you have to put the Sforno and the Ramban together, and at least you have another mahalach. Yes.
No. Where does the notion of marriage fall into all of this? Is that the apologetic broader concept that they weren't just seducing their father to become impregnated by their father, but it was okay to marry their father because they were who knows Noah, had this was really marriage by, is it marriage by Dia?
I don't know. No, this is right. This is you know, you want to make a case. You also did some kind of marriage. I don't know. All right, go look at that Gemara. The Gemara that says Ben Noach with Revito. You know, what exactly does it say there? I'm not sure.
It looks like you could. Am I
okay.
Who wasn't involved with Abraham during this?
Yeah. Why did they just send the text to Abraham that they got out and everything is okay?
No, I was talking about the Ben Noach issue. Lot was not included in the family of Abraham.
Well, is Abraham even?
His nephew.
I mean, even Abram, is Abram any more than a Ben Noach?
No, but after the Bris.
Not so clear. Are whether Abram and his kids are actually considered Jews?
Or Keturah.
Not Keturah. Abram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, and Yaakov's children. Whether they are actually Jewish or not, the way we refer to them as Jewish. Is not clear. I mean, they have a mitzvah of bris. Other than that, what exactly is their status as Jews? So that's an issue that we'll come across. I think we discussed this in the context of whether they had to be Mechal Shabbos or not. We did that here. I think we did that here one chair. Whether they were required to be Mechal Shabbos in order to avoid the prohibition of a Goy Shabbos Chayav Misa. Right, so were they Jewish? Were they not Jewish?
I was going to say, I'm just trying to look at. Lot, it looks like Lot considered himself superior to most of the Sodomites, and his daughters probably saw they were superior.
He was.
At one level. So that was part of the whole. And they were superior relative to Adam. So that's part of.
Again.
I'm trying to think.
Okay.
You'll
think. I want to show one or two more things here. So the Alan's a smiley face. Apparently, really is listening. So what's the story with Tzavar? That Lot originally was going to go to Tzavar, and then he left Tzavar. So the Ramban in Pasuk Lamed points out that he was going to go to Tzavar, and Tzavar actually was going to be saved, that he was supposed to go there, and he went there, and then he got scared, because he sees all the other cities are being destroyed, so who says Tzavar is going to be saved? So therefore, Lot left Tzavar. However, by the mere fact that Lot said, I'm going to go there, that saved Tzavar. In fact, if one looks in Parshas Nitzavim, goes to Parshas Ma. If you go to Parshas Nitzavim, there is a review of some of these things that go on. And the Pasuk, in Devarim Perek Chaf Tes, Pasuk Chaf Beis, it says something very interesting. It says it talks about the later generations, you're going to have plagues and bad things are going to happen. Again, Perek Chaf Tes, Pasuk Chaf Beis in Devarim says, Gafri Samelach Srefa Kol Arza, that sulfur and salt, a conflagration of the entire land. Lo tizra, lo satzmiach, it cannot be sown, it cannot sprout. Lo yaleva kol isev, no grass will grow on it. Right? Kima hafechas, stone vamura, atma utzvoyim. Like the cities of stone, Gomorrah, Adma, and Tzvoyim, which Hashem overturned because he was very angry. How many cities did I just quote? Stone, Amora, Adma, and Tzvoyim. Only got up to four. How many cities were up for
five?
Right, that's why Avram started with five, with 50. Right, one per 10 people per city. So there were five cities, and it seems like Hashem only destroyed four cities. What was the four? What was the fifth city? Tzavar didn't get destroyed because of this idea of Lot. Okay, and then one more. We'll go back to the beginning of the parak. So the issue of what stone did bad, maybe we'll save that maybe for Musar Day, but the Pasuk Chaf, so the issue of her turning around.
What day is Musar Day?
What?
What day is Musar Day?
Well, tomorrow is Tuesday, tomorrow is Halacha Day, and Wednesday will be Musar Day.
Okay.
So what was this issue with that Lot's wife wasn't supposed to look back? So Rashi explained, so this goes back to Pasuk Yud Zayin, that when you go, he said, don't look behind you. Al tabin acharecha, right? A little time, you shouldn't stop. So why shouldn't he look behind him? So Rashi's pshat was, because you don't really deserve to be saved. And therefore it's inappropriate for you to look behind at all those people that are being destroyed. So the Ramban gives a little bit more. The Ramban quotes Rashi, and then adds in, so the Ramban is later on. The Ramban is on page Shin Mem Hei, for those of you who score at home. So on Shin Mem Hei, the Ramban says, what's this deal with looking back? So the Od Bo Inyan, a couple lines into that paragraph, says one more, besides Rashi, that ki haros fa'avir hadavar v'chol hachalayim hanidvakim yazik ma'od v'yid v'kein. There is an idea that looking at those that are ill causes is contagious, and therefore maybe you could be inflicted by the same thing that they're being inflicted. And what's his proof in terms of medical knowledge that I'm sure Richard will subscribe to from a Beferish Gemara in Maseches Yuma? That in Maseches Yuma it says that a person who has a certain ailment should only drink out of a straw. Or it says copper straw, but really it could be any straw. Why is he drinking out of a straw as opposed to the cup? Because if you drink from a cup, so you will be able to see the liquid and you will see your reflection. So the illness will go back onto you or whatever. But if you drink from a straw, so you don't actually look at the liquids, and therefore you're not going to see your reflection. And that's also the idea, he says, of a person who is a mitzora has to leave the area. Why does he have to leave the area? So that nobody will see him. Because people see him, then it could be contagious, and it could impact him as well. Then he adds in that over Pirkei D'Rabbi Eliezer, the last parak of that section, Pirkei D'Rabbi Eliezer, king is Amru Lahem, Al Tabitu Lachurechem, Shere Yarda Shkinasu Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu Lahamtir Al Stom B'Al Mora Gafris Ve'ish. That why can't you look back? Because by what's going on in stone? It's being destroyed, and the Shechina of Hashem Kaviyachol has come down onto stone in order to wreak all this havoc. So that's what the Pirkei D'Rabbi Eliezer says. So then he says, Iris, Ishto Shalot. So Iris, the wife of Lot, so if anybody ever asks you what the name of the wife of Lot was, so right here the Ramban quotes it, her name was Iris.
Was she Iris?
Iris.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know.
We don't know where she came
from. I don't know her nichus. Iris Ishto Shalot, Nikmaru Rachameha al Benoseha Hanesuos Bestom. So why is she turning around? So she had Rachmanus on her children, right? I mean, some of her children didn't come, right? We had that pasuk that Lot went to some of his kids, tried to get them to come out, and they thought he was a joker, whatever, they didn't listen to him. So she turns behind, not to see the suffering of all the other people, but to, like, look for her kids. And but why did she Lerosim Holkos Hinacharat to see whether they were joining her? Verasa Achori Hashchina Venasis Nitziv Melech. But instead, what did she see? She saw the Shechina, and the Shechina caused her to lose her life. Wow. Right? So as opposed to Rashi's pshat, and the way we all grew up looking is that the way we all grew up learning is that she looked behind her, and she wasn't supposed to because she really wasn't such a good lady in the first place, and therefore she was punished because she was kind of taking some kind of satisfaction in the loss of her enemies. Right? Wow. That's the pshat that Rashi gives. The Ramban gives a totally different pshat. She looked behind, not to see the suffering of everybody, but to see, A, whether her kids were coming out after him, whether any of her other kids were being saved. And B, why did she die? She died not because she didn't really deserve to be saved, but simply because by seeing the Shechina in action, that was enough to cause her to lose her life. And we see that happens. There's a couple of other examples that we could give. That people that come too close to the Shechina, it causes them to either go crazy or just to die. And that's what happened to her. She died from seeing the Shechina, which is a different shot than what she's given. Right, so why did she then turn into a pillar of salt? That he doesn't say. The Nitziv Melach is just a lifeless pillar. That she turned into a lifeless pillar because the neshama was just maybe something like that. All right?
So you want to come.
All right, we'll stop here.